This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 59 for Tuesday, July 9th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Good morning, Miami. No, it's too soon for that.
That's not what's written on the script.
I'm getting in the mood. Are you in the mood? I'm in the mood.
Hang on. What does your thing say there?
My thing where?
Your little Lisa who only, what does that say? Lisa who only collects pens with nibs.
What's your problem? It's true. I only collect pens with nibs as opposed to Brian who only collects pens without nibs.
That's not entirely true.
mostly true. I bet you the audience would agree with me. Ladies, join in here. Help me out. It's a girl thing.
For those that are listening and wondering what the heck we're talking about, we've got this little, silly little banner across the bottom that says what we are and who we are, and, in case you don't know who we are. And it says Anderson Penn's podcast, and mine says, my name, and then Lisa's says...
Mine says Lisa, who only collects pens with nibs, because if you know anything about us or you listen or watch, you know that Brian has this awesome habit of collecting pens that either are missing a nib completely or have the wrong nib, so it needs to be replaced.
Okay, so now I'm going to jump right in here.
Oh, look.
Look. I'm going to jump right in here because this week we had one of our favorite friends. I mean, I can't say favorite. That's a bad word because we have a lot of very good friends. Our good friend Dan in California, Dapper Dan, saw that my birthday pen, the Edison, the Petersburg, Virginia Edison in red hard rubber, was lacking the original nib. So what he does pretty much without prompting is he drops in the mail a pen that he bought on eBay, and it's this Belmont combo that has an Edison nib in it. And he says, just take the nib and put something else in the pen. So
that's very sweet.
It was very sweet for him, and I'm actually going to – I've got a lead on the actual correct nib for his pen, but there it is, just proof that I'm going to have the correct nib on the pen. So.
But the point was, when you got it, it didn't have the correct nib.
Wow. Well, the person who bought it then just wasn't paying attention, was she?
I bought what you sent me over to the table to buy. So, moving on.
Moving right. Anyway, I'm making progress.
Tuesday night. You're making progress.
I'm making progress.
Slowly. Slowly. Tuesday night. We're really enjoying Tuesday nights. It's so nice to not have Sunday interrupted and be able to get some stuff done, whether it's laundry, housework, yard work, uninterrupted lunch. That was
pen,
nice.
Pen work, yeah.
Pen work, repair work, QuickBooks, designing, whatever. Yeah. But it's nice to have the day to do what we wanted. I think didn't Sunday we take a super long walk?
We did. We walked 300 miles, I think, downtown.
We have the new Fitbit One, and so we have a bit of a competition and to see how many steps we get in. And we took a very long walk. Was it Saturday and Sunday or Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday, yeah. Saturday's was a little bit longer than Sunday. But
I was exhausted by that. I'm too old for that.
You are not.
I'm getting there. So anyway, it's nice to be on Tuesday night when things are a little calmer, and so I think this will work out really well.
So yeah, it's funny because so we do it on Tuesday instead of Sunday. It gives us all this extra time, and I didn't do a bench time recording this week, and I had people emailing and texting me and sending me messages hey, are you okay?
Yeah,
what's the deal? So, we'll try to get...
We'll be back to that after Miami.
Yeah, probably in a couple weeks.
But
so.
Quite frankly, with Miami on the brain, who can think about anything else?
I'm so excited.
Well, it's not like we're actually going to get to see any of it.
Well, maybe we will. But if we get in there, I don't know. We should see something Friday night.
Maybe. Well, it's close. I think, I don't know how it is in relation to the beach, how far, but we should maybe try to get our feet wet. It's
Oh
been a
yeah.
long time.
Well,
So.
I haven't been to Florida since before
Since I lived
you.
there.
Yeah, so
What do you mean before me? You came down to see me, so it better be
well,
during me.
you were the last of the two of us to be in Florida.
I was, yes. So.
Because I moved in 2000. So,
But you
but
did enjoy coming down in December and you got to work on my lanai,
was awesome.
overlooking the water. It was like 80 and everybody was back in Wisconsin freezing.
Wait, you know the fun, the real one of the real fun parts about that, and that was in 2008, I think, right? So, I come down. Long story short, I come down a day early to visit Lisa, and I'm on her lanai, and I brought my laptop, and so I'm doing work, and people think that I'm actually in Wisconsin, and I'm looking around it, and she's got all these Esterbrook desk sets, just like hanging out on the lanai in like boxes.
Match made in heaven.
It was. It was.
Totally.
So,
Oh, let's see. So what's going on this week?
well, we had a, of course, our.
You.
We, well, yeah.
Brian got a birthday present.
Well, I didn't really know it was coming.
I did.
And so our good friends Hugh and Carol, who we saw in
Baltimore most recently.
Baltimore most recently, and in DC last year, and you know, they're well, he's the pen collector of the two, but Hugh always sends these crazy pictures of him in a Coach store writing with a pen or something like
Yep.
that, and
With our
we,
logo superimposed someplace and
or like this heads up display he sent us a picture of is hilarious. So he sends me this box, right? So when I get home, and it was a particularly taxing day at work, and I get home and there's this box, and you know what it is, right? Because the return address is from the National Corvette Museum, so you
But it
know
wasn't big enough to be a car.
it was not a key, but you know it's going to be good. So I open it up, and there's these two really really nice big
Coffee mugs.
coffee mugs, and it's got a bunch of Corvettes on it and stuff. So thank you very much, you. That's really really
It
sweet
was
of you.
awesome. And I was home to receive the box, and so I saw where it was from, and I was like,
Oh yeah,
I'm
she sends me a text at work. I mean, this is just like when pens come in, right? So, oh
You
yeah,
make me sound so mean.
this from the
Just trying
woman
to
who's
help.
got Lisa, who only collects pens with nibs on her little tagline there.
Well,
Yeah, so
just in case
she's
people got us confused and thought I was the one who collects tire pens with no nibs.
okay, all right.
So yeah, he gets a text that just says, "Ooh, your box is here."
Yeah,
I know where it's from.
And this is like the kind of day at work where they're like talking about, the company's going through a merger, and who's getting fired and laid off and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh God, there's a package from Hugh at home.
It could
where
be
would I rather be?
crazy awesome, no
Right.
matter what
So,
it is. But yeah, this was cool.
but no, it's real cool. It's got one, it's got C1 through 6 on the mug for you Corvette
And
aficionados.
it's not smooth. They're raised, so you kind of
Raised,
can
yep.
feel the outline of the car. It's really cool. These are cool, and they're big. I
Oh
like that.
yeah, they hold a lot of coffee. So,
Yep.
but
Let's see what else is going on.
well, the big news, right? So
You're pregnant?
I'm giving birth to a baby Waterman. I don't know.
No, Miami.
The Miami show, and now I think we've established this before that this was our first pen show.
Yes, the very first pen show I ever went to was Miami many, 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 many moons ago.
What year? I thought you said we went. I thought the first one was the same one for both of us.
And which one was that for you?
For me, it would have been 2000, because
You
I moved a month later.
99 or 2000, yeah.
Okay.
I was married. I had kids.
I'm lucky you.
Anyway, so 99 or 2000, I went when it was still at the Biltmore.
Yeah, that was an amazing building, wasn't it?
That was a kick-ass hotel.
The Biltmore is like was like that hotel that that the Baltimore show is in.
Well, the Baltimore show is held in a series of it's a two different buildings kind of attached. That was a
it's like an old Masonic lodge.
Freemasons, yeah, it was an old Masonic lodge. Yeah. So that was cool, but the Biltmore was gorgeous and yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it's way over the top. It's yeah. just, you know.
But
it's not there anymore. Now, do you know how close the new spot is from the Biltmore?
No.
No?
I don't know. It's been a long time since I was there. But so. It'll be a good show run by Bert Oser. He also runs Yay. Philly and Baltimore. So, you should do your little audience cheer thing, yeah.
No, audience cheer for Bert because Bert's awesome. Yes. Thank you, Bert. you know, and one of the best things, of course, that he does is for the vendors, he really takes care of you. And
Food Channel Alert.
A Food Channel Alert, free hot buffet breakfast every morning.
It's big. It's like an Embassy Suites kind of buffet. I mean, eggs and bacon and sausage and fresh fruit and cereal and three different kinds of juice and coffee and
right. It's not one of these you know, a couple donuts and a bagel kind of thing. It's just no, it's ridiculous. It's
bagels, just, toast, you name it, it's there.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And those of you who have ever either been to a show or have worked a show, it's awesome to have a nice full hot breakfast.
Yeah.
It's 3 days in a row. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I don't know when he started doing that. I guess we've only been going to Bert shows for – we just call them Bert shows now since last year we started.
It's January, March, and July.
Yeah, and, well, he doesn't do San Francisco anymore.
I don't think so. I think he let that go because it's too far.
It's a haul.
And that's a lot of work. Yeah. But Friday, dealer breakfast and setup is at 8. And the show is open to the public on Friday from 11 to 6. So that'll be nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And we should be pulling in about, we leave tomorrow already. Holy.
We leave tomorrow night around 9 or 10.
What are we doing on the podcast? We gotta get back in here.
Well, we'll keep it short. Yeah, okay. But yeah, Friday 11 to 6, and I'm sure that by 7:30 we will have had like a single drink, a little bit of a snack, and we will be like propping our eyelids open.
Yeah, and he usually does have some kind of after the show thing for the dealers.
There is on Saturday.
Is it on Saturday? Okay, like he has like a little wine reception or something.
It's so. Poolside this time.
Oh, that's right. It's poolside.
Yeah.
So yep. he's taking a page from the Terry Mayhorter playbook, huh?
Yeah, but this is outside.
It's outside, okay.
Yeah. And so let's see, Saturday, dealer breakfast, dealer setup, when the show is open.
10 to 6.
10 to 6, awesome. Yeah. I love it when it doesn't go too late.
Well, you know, we're there to
let's see, there's, some kind of seminar at 11, well, it doesn't say.
It just says seminar.
It's on the seminar. And then what else is there?
Deborah Basil class.
Deb Basil, yep.
Calligraphy. That
was phenomenal. Ooh, door prizes. It's a shame we can't win.
We can't win those?
No. Door's locked at 5:30, but the show's open till 6. How does that work?
when you're in, you're not getting out. So, Aziza, you need to come because between 5:30 and 6.
They're going to lock you in there. Can you imagine? Heaven. Overnight with the pens.
Nobody says anything after 5:30. So
yeah, Sunday same thing. Dealer breakfast, dealer setup at 8. Show is open 10 to 4.
10 to 4, yeah, that's nice.
Nice. Huh? Seminar again, just random, no name. Deb Basil does calligraphy again, and then the grand door prize, which is probably going to be worth several hundred dollars, like usual. Sunday at 3:00. That's probably one of those must be present to win.
Yeah, I would say so. So I wonder what the door prize is going to be. It just doesn't say I'm yeah. sure it's not the only pen on the whole website is the 100th anniversary Legacy Heritage, but that's they're not giving that away.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's a very expensive pen, but
probably not.
So anyway, yeah, it's Miami. What are you gonna?
South Beach, baby.
Yeah. So.
Not that we're going to get to see it, but it'll be a good show. Bert always puts on a good show, good advertising, so we're sure that we're going to get some decent traffic. It'll be awesome to see a bunch of friends.
Yeah, yeah. We've got some folks that we were chatting with on Twitter, first-time show attendees. So,
oh, yeah. That's definitely gonna be fun. Stop by
and say hi. But I think we should try to make an effort if we can to see if we can get outside and use that Fitbit and walk around a little bit.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
So,
yep. And there's no auction, which makes Brian sad.
That is so sad.
It's safer for our wallets.
Is Gary Garner going to be there?
I don't know.
Maybe he'll do like an impromptu one. Maybe. Maybe I just go to his table. He's got that Aiken Lambert that I want.
And we're walking.
So
no auction.
Probably be cheaper if I just go and buy the stinking pen from him than if we went to an auction.
Is that with or without the nib?
That one does have the nib, believe it or not.
Okay. Well, then you can. Although it's my birthday coming up, so I get a pen.
What is? Okay, so now I know we said we weren't going to get each other presents, but...
I got you a present.
What? The only reason you had to give it to me, otherwise you
could have saved it for Christmas.
You could have saved it for 9 months later. Wow, that's torture, man.
I'll put it in your sock drawer.
Is
there anything you're looking for? I'm really not.
You're not looking for anything. Not even for your birthday.
No.
What if we find a Soleil? Wouldn't it be appropriate to find a Soleil?
Is Sarge going
to
be there?
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be there or not.
Hmm. All right. Well, we'll figure it out.
I mean, what if we saw one? Would that...
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I'm not worried about it.
Okay. Well, I don't have much on the list. I really don't. Okay. I started a post. I'm continually looking for, the cap for an Aiken Lambert safety, essentially it's a Waterman 42, but it has to have no clip, no imprint, and it's got to be reasonably olive color to it.
Not black.
Yeah. It can't be black actually. So I'm going to look for that. Although I think I've got a better chance of finding that in DC. I'd like to find another Edison nib because apparently one of the other Edison, Petersburg, Virginia Edisons that I have has the wrong nib. So,
what a surprise.
I'd like to rectify that situation and maybe find another one. But,
All right.
Yeah, so that's it. We'll see. I mean, you know, there's going to be people there that probably don't go to any other show.
Correct. So yeah. It'll be nice to see them, to drool over their pens and see how many times you come back and say, I need more money.
Hey, now, I was really good in Boston.
You were. Absolutely.
I only did that once, and then the other pen that I got, this guy right here, the 600, I got in trade. So I think that was pretty good.
For me, it's going to be kind of a fun trip because on the way back home from Miami, we are going to take... What is it, 95 or 75? I don't know.
Turnpike, 95, I think is what you said.
Something, yeah. We're going to go from Miami up to Port St. Lucie, and we're going to see my brother. It'll probably be about 10:30 at night, and we are going to pull off the exit, go to whatever restaurant my brother says is open that time of day on Sunday, probably have like a burger and a soda. Jeff can have a drink.
We're going to wait that long for...
No, we'll probably eat before then, but... And Brian and my brother have never met, so that'll be kind of fun. And I haven't seen my brother since before I moved, which was 4 years ago.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah. And so this way we'll have you'll have seen the house I grew up in Johnstown on the way to Boston, and you get to see my brother on the way back from Miami. So
awesome.
This will be cool. Yep. And my dad called and said that if we got up to Savannah, we could stop in and see him, but I don't think we're going to make it that far north.
Yeah, I don't even have any idea how we're going.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, so that'll be fun.
Yep.
So. Let's see what else is new and exciting.
You tell me. I don't know. I'm mad living it here, man.
I got an email from Paul Arano, the editor of The Pennant. So The Pennant is due out soon. In fact, I always know it's coming soon when he sends me an email and says, I'd really like the president's letter soon.
Okay.
He's going to be in Miami.
Okay. So what kind of articles are going to be in it? Good vintage stuff or who's...
Always good vintage stuff. I don't think I have a list. I like to be surprised these days.
She never tells me, right?
I don't know.
So the president of the Pen Collectors of America
doesn't get notified
in this room over here.
Articles about,
never tells me what's in the pennant until it shows up at the door.
I don't know.
You do too. You have.
No. I don't.
I've seen you with copies.
I get copies just before. I get copies when it's at the printer, and the printer sends me copies.
Is that not before the pennant comes out?
Well, yeah.
People?
Right.
Come on.
I get a digital copy. All right. But until then, I don't know.
All right. Okay.
It should be good. It's always good. Paul does a great job. Awesome pictures, cool stuff. So we're good.
You know, when I have some more time, I have a good article that I want to write.
So
it's
write it. I'm supposed to either commission or write one, so I figure I'll just commission you to write one. And
I think you need to commission a 25th hour in the day because.
Okay. I move.
Well, we can. Let's turn the. I don't know what's on your shelf. I don't,
it's up there.
They do actually have. She actually has a gavel. So.
I do. The past president gave it to me.
So let's turn this into a mini little PCA pitch here for a second. So anybody who has any interest in writing an article for the Pennant, get in touch with Paul Arano,
mm-hmm.
and or us, and then we can forward you the information. But always looking for people who are interested in writing any type of article, long, short, what have you, club activity.
Yep.
Fines,
Pen Show
anything.
Review.
Yep.
Tracy, you're going to Miami. You should write a review.
So.
Let's see. How about, no bench time, and people were lonely without
Bench. No bench time, and I got a couple of people like, dude, what's up? One was literally
Now
like
I know what you're going to be doing on Sunday afternoons.
Well, I was doing them on Saturday, I actually did some repairs. I was going to do it, but. Just didn't happen.
Okay. Well, so. 2 weeks from now you'll do it. Right? We'll be home?
Yeah, I will. I will. I've got some more repairs I'm coming in too. So.
Okay. Let's see. We've got a bunch of exciting stuff, new and modern and back in stock and all that good stuff. So we should maybe... share a little of that.
It always seems like there's always one thing that's like in transit and we can't talk about it until it's here. So, it always seems like it's the most exciting thing for that week, doesn't it? I mean,
kind of.
Well, I mean, what's going to get here?
I know.
Friday. Is it Friday?
Monday.
Or Monday? On Monday?
I know. And we won't be back yet. So.
Yeah, and we won't have it at the show.
No, but we'll have other stuff at the show, and we're excited. So, without further ado, Pilot finally restocked partly. So, Preras are back in stock, including the new calligraphy medium nib, which is really cool.
Yeah, looks like it's an italic nib. No tipping. Very similar to, a smaller version of the Plumix.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, it looks like a good nib. We just got it in today. So.
Yep. The Plumix pens back in stock. We blow out of those every time we get them. So glad to have those. And lots of ink back in stock. We were out for quite a while.
Well, we weren't out. We were a couple.
Well, we were low on some of them, and we were out of several. Four or five?
A couple, yeah.
I don't know. So, nice to have that back.
And we do have a couple packages being shipped to Miami. So, yep. And the one that I'm excited about, the Twisby Micarta version 2.
Yep.
So we're going to have those. And those are the ones that come in the book. They come in the book.
I don't know if we got the ones in the book.
I think that's how they come. Oh. Well, we'll see. And they have the new ones have a new inner cap to prevent dry out, and they come with new Yovo nibs. So,
yep.
Really going to be. I thought the first version was really nice. In fact, when we saw Philip in LA, and he's
whipping these things out of his jeans pocket. Here, you got to see this.
Right. Well, I had my Micarta, and he asked me about the nib, and I said the nib is great. I never had a problem. He goes, "Well, does it dry out?" And I'm like, "No." So I mean, I know. But so we're getting those. We'll have those in Miami, a bunch of other Twisby stuff.
Restocked of several other things. The notebooks, we did very well with the notebooks, so those are being restocked, and we're having those just sent straight down to Miami.
Yeah, and actually, just a question in the chat about the flow issues. Yes, yeah, since the new Micartas, they switched from the Bach to the Yovo nibs, those issues should have been addressed. So yep. We look forward to seeing those. And then there's some new news on the Twisby bottle front. So,
right. The Twisby Diamond 50 bottles come in two different formulations, if you will. The one with the metal ring and the metal cap, and then the Diamond 50P, which is the one with the plastic ring and the plastic cap. The ones with the metal currently have 7 colors, and those will be cut down from 7 to 4 colors. So going away will be the purple, orange, and the green. I guess they just... sell as well.
Although the green was a nice color. I'm surprised.
I thought the purple was cool.
Yeah.
In fact, I wait for it.
Wait for it. She's got one.
I have the purple. Ta-da! I like it. But they're going to keep the red, the blue, the silver, and the black. So that'll be cool.
Well, those are the, you know, I would say
the better sellers.
The top four, so.
Yep.
Okay, so... that's Twisby. That's coming in Miami. So if you're going to be there, stop by and check out those Micartas. So
yep, having it shipped right there.
And we do have a couple of new, not a couple of new things, but we do have, we are adding these guys right here to the repair arsenal. section pliers. So if you're restoring your own pens and you have a hard time trying to get the section off the pen, you can do it
pretty well with these.
Yeah, and I use my hands a lot, but actually last week I was using these things, and they come in handy. So
I like them; it gives me more traction. But so, I'm just a weak little girl.
You have to be careful with them. You know, you do using any tool. You can
don't rock it.
Damage a pen, but yeah. Anyway, those are available, and we do have another kind of a teaser.
We do. So, tease.
Oh, okay. A current, and I can't say any more than this, so don't ask. A current brand that we do carry is unveiling some new product this week, and is being shipped to Miami. So, if you come to the table, you will be able to see it. And that's
all I'm allowed, yeah. We'll get in trouble.
In fact, I edited what was actually in the script for that, because I wanted to make sure it was... even more vague than if that's even possible. So
maybe. So some brand is unveiling a new line, and
some brand's got more stuff.
Yeah. And we're gonna have it. So we're excited. And
I don't think nobody else there will have it, so.
Nope, I don't think so. And then something that happened just 2-3 hours ago. I had sent an inquiry about additional Field Notes Night Sky and they were out. Like,
those are cool. Those are
completely
really cool.
Out. And then I got this email that said, "Oh my God, we found a box. Do you want it?" And you've never seen anybody PayPal faster than that. So since they're in,
you took the time out to text me. Hey, do we? I'm like.
Well, I was like, "Do we want these?" And then it was like, "Well, that's a stupid question." I emailed them. Of course, we want it. Duh. Bing. PayPal. So we have a restock of Night Sky by Field Notes coming in tomorrow. Since they are in Chicago and we are in Wisconsin, they will be here tomorrow. I already have tracking. So
that's awesome. I think I want to grab one of those for myself. Those are kind of cool.
I thought I already grabbed one.
Well, we did, but I want to open one up.
Oh, well, you can open it.
So it'd be okay. Nice. Did you see the video that they made for that?
No, I didn't. Did you put it on the site?
I did. Field Notes makes these amazing videos. You got to check them out. They're just it's something else. They have really well produced videos on their site, and actually in most of the videos you don't even see the Field Notes. So it's pretty cool. So
well, we
nice, nice music and everything too.
We do expect these to sell out just like the other ones did. In fact, I think we have one left on the site.
We have one left, yeah. So, and I think most people are completely
out. Most people are out, yeah. So definitely grab them before they're completely gone. I had visions of this box that they found kind of hiding in the back of a warehouse. So grab them because once they're gone, and they come out, what, every 3 months?
Yeah, I think they have a quarterly subscription, right. So every 3 months they come up with something new.
And once they're gone, they're gone. Either that or you're going to have to find them on eBay and pay way too much, which just annoys me.
Yeah, that's crazy what some of these people are paying for these. But
yeah, so. Let's see. What else?
I think that's about it. You got some shout-outs maybe. We'll keep this short.
Keep it short. We got to go pack.
Well, yeah, we got some people from the other continent are up at 3:30.
Crazy at times. So. Yeah, go to sleep. Shout out to Aziza, our new collaborator.
Ta-da!
So that'll be fun. Hugh and Carol, of course, love the mugs. Awesome.
Thank you.
Let's see, Jared and Mark, we are going to see you this weekend. I think they wanted to do dinner or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
I think we'll probably get
my pen for me.
Oh, I hope so. You want that.
It's been how long? We gave it to him in Atlanta, so.
I think so. It's been long enough to get it repaired.
It's the only Monte Grappa I will have in my
probably ever owned, yeah. Well, and then we'll probably do a breakfast meeting similar to the one we did.
Ah, yes.
Yep. Let's see, everybody in the chat.
Oh yeah,
I can't
you.
See you all, but
yeah, I don't know, something's weird going on with the chat this week, so
yep. And let's see, some of you are going to be at the Miami show, right, Tracy?
Yeah, isn't Tracy
gone?
Aziza's gone. I'm sure she said she was gone.
You know, I think Aziza just needs a van, she just needs to make the tours with us. We could carpool or caravan.
We
or something.
Already said we need help. We pay for the help, and
yep.
You can help sell pens, and you get stuff for free. I mean,
yep. And Stephanie, I'm sending you an email. Shop on Friday. Saturday in DC, you're going to be busy.
Yeah.
Not much in the line of shout-outs. We got some fun mail. I have to tell you, Thomas, I miss your mail.
Yeah, we gotta get back in.
I gotta get writing. Yeah, I'll do maybe on the way down. Thomas was sharing his ink with us and sending a letter a day, and it was awesome. So I need to we need to reciprocate. So Aziza's on the plane right now, going
awesome.
To Miami. Okay, that'd be fun. Jonathan, good to see you. So hi to everybody in the chat, and when we come back from Miami, the nice thing about being on Tuesday night from now on is that we don't have to play musical podcasts. So
right, it's going to always be Tuesday. So and with the exception of, what, L.A., it's probably always going to work out.
Oh, yeah, L.A., it'll be like 3 weeks in between because I'll be a zombie. Well, Tuesday we'll be tired. We'll have just gotten in Tuesday morning, but it'll be worth it. Anything else? In the chat, they are all about smelling ink at the moment.
I don't know what's going on in there.
Not sure what's up with that. You guys are weird. So, you want to smell ink, you go to that ink table in D.C., and it's not pretty. I think they use the same stuff every year.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy. So, anyway, that's it from me.
Okay. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens, write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or catch us online. You can send us an email.
Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
I'm kind of getting to like Twitter, finally. It's just short, sweet, and
me
to the
too,
point.
Me too.
We do have a Facebook page. It is facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog, of course, blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website, AndersonPens.net.
You can join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. See some of you in Miami. If not, we'll see you on Tuesday.
Tuesday. Take care.
Good night.
Bye.